We are very pleased to have in the studio tonight one of the very few people in the world, if not the only person in the world, to have spent the major part of his life underwater attempting to teach ravens to fly.
Good evening.
Good evening. We're very pleased to welcome to the studio Sir Arthur Grebe Striebling. I beg your pardon.
You're confusing me with Sir Arthur Grebe Striebling.
Yes,
sir. Strieb Griebling is my name. Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. Yes. And good Griebling.
Good Griebling indeed.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening. Good Hello, evening. Fans.
Yes. Shut up, Sir Arthur.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sir Arthur, could you tell us what first led you to this way of life?
Teaching ravens to fly underwater.
Yes.
Well, it's always very difficult to say what prompts anybody to do anything, let alone getting underwater and teaching ravens to fly, but I think it probably all dates back to a very early age when I was quite a young fellow. My mother, Lady Beryl Strieb Griebling, you know, the wonderful dancer, 107 tomorrow and still dancing, she came up to me in the conservatory. I was pruning some walnuts, and she said, Arthur, I wasn't Sir Arthur in those days, he said, Arthur, if you don't get underwater and start teaching ravens to fly, I'll smash your stupid face off. And I think it was this that sort of first started my interest in the whole business of getting them underwater.
Yes. How old were you then?
I was 47. I'd just majored in O-level in forestry. I'd got through that and was looking about for something to do.
Yes. Where did you strat your work?
I think it can be said of me that I have never, ever stratted my work. That is one thing I have never done. I can lay my hand on my heart, or indeed anybody else's heart, and say, I have never stratted my work. Yes. Never stratted at all. I think what you probably want to know is when I started my work. misread completely the question.
Yes, I'm awfully sorry. I did make an error. Where did you start your work?
Where did I start it? Yes. Well, I started almost immediately. My mother had given me this hint. She's a powerful woman, you know, Lady Beryl. She can break a swan's wing with a blow of her nose. Incredible creature.
Sir Arthur, is it difficult to get ravens to fly underwater?
Well, I think the word difficult is an awfully good one here. Mm. Yes, it is. It's well nigh impossible. I think the trouble is, you see, God, in his infinite wisdom and mercy, designed these creatures to fly in the air rather than through the watery substances of the deep. Hence, they experience enormous difficulty, as you said, difficulty in beating their tiny wings against the water. It's a disastrous experience for them.
How do you manage to breathe?
Through the mouth and the nose. The usual method, in fact. God gave us these orifices to breathe through, and who am I to condemn him? I think you can't breathe through anything else. If you start breathing through your ears, you can't hear yourself speak for the rushing of the wind. Nose and mouth is what I use, and I trust you do.
Yes, well, I most certainly do, of course.
Good, good.
But what I was meaning was, how do you manage to breathe underwater?
Oh, that's completely impossible. Nobody can breathe underwater. That's what makes it so difficult. I have to keep bobbing to the surface every 30 seconds. Makes it impossible to conduct a sustained training program on the ravens. And they're no better. They can't even be taught to hold their beaks. Horrible little animals. There they are, sitting on my wrist. I say, fly, fly, you devils. And they inhale a face full of water and...
I suppose they drown, do
it's
they?
It's curtains, yes, yes, they drown. They topple off my wrist. Little black feathery figure topples off my wrist. Spirals very slowly down to a watery grave. We're knee-deep in feathers off that part of the coast.
Sir Arthur, have you ever managed to get a raven to fly underwater?
No. I have never managed to get one to fly underwater.
Yeah.
Not at all. Not a single success in the whole 40 years of training.
Sounds rather a miserable failure, then, your whole life, really, I suppose.
My life has been a miserable failure, yes.
How old are you, if that's not a personal question?
It is a personal question, but I am 83.
83?
83, remarkably well preserved because of the water, of course, on the face.
Yes, well, I I would say, then, that your life has probably been a bit of a shambles.
It's a bit late in life, you see, to turn to anything else. I've often thought of taking something else up, you know.
Yes.
A bit more sort of commercial. But it's very difficult when you go around to a firm and they say, what were you doing before this? And you say, well, I was hovering about 10 foot underwater, attempting unsuccessfully to get ravens to fly.
Yes.
They tend to look down their noses at you.
Oh, what a miserable thing.
A miserable thing indeed.
Thank you very much indeed, Sir Arthur, for telling us your absolute tale of woe. Thank you very much for coming along.
Thank you, and good evening.